Okay, good. Am I off mute? Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Shin Nun Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. This is page Reish Hey Amud Aleph. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Shnei Batim B'Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. If you have two houses on two sides of the Rishus HaRabim, Ve'heim Shaladim Echadosh Shnayim Ve'erevu. Either the two houses belong to the same person, or they belong to two different people, but they made an error between them, so you're allowed to carry from one house to the other. Im Shneim Shavim, if they're both on the same height, the two houses are of the same height of each other, Mutu Lizrok Mizel Lezeh, you're allowed to throw from one to the other. V'mechon Gavoa Mechaveiro, but if one of them is higher than the other, then also Lizrok Mizel Lezeh, then you're not allowed to throw from one to the other. Elim Keinim Klecheres Chiyotzebem Shim Yipli Yishaveiru, unless it happens to be that the item that you're throwing is a Klecheres, where if it were to fall, it would break. Pamed Var Mamurim B'Rishus HaRabim Overes Beineihem. This whole issue is only if there's a Rishus HaRabim between them. Avul Meisa Karmelis Overes Beineihem Mutter B'Chol Gavna. But if it was a Karmelis that was between them, then it would be Mutter. It would not be Mutter if the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, if there are two houses that are owned by two different people without an Eruv, then even if a Karmelis is between them, that would not be Mutter, because then you're not even allowed to carry from one house to the other, even directly from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. What he means that B'Chol Gavna it's mutter is that if it was a Carmelist between them, then even if the two houses were not of the same height, you're allowed to throw across the Carmelist from one to the other. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Ervu, to below Ervu, alo asur taltum mirshus rishus, afil below asur rishus rabbi the time klal. Because if they didn't have an Eruv, then it would be asur to carry from one house to the other, even if there was no rishus rabbi between them, even if the two houses were totally adjacent to one another. Shavim, so we said this is only if the two houses are of the same height, then you're allowed to throw from one to the other. Ratzulomar, to kivin shem shavim, in sarach la'amin yadav lezrika shalei bal chavis lamata. You don't have to aim your hand in such a way, if they're of the same height, to prevent the item from falling in between. It's going to be easier to get it to the other roof, to the other house, without the item falling. Mutul is rok, but dafka lemalo me'asara, davim rishus yachid, derek mokum p'tur, avul mata me'asara asur. Critical point over here. You're throwing from one rishus yachid to the other rishus yachid over rishus harabim. It better be more than 10 tefachim off the ground of the rishus harabim. Because if it's not, if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground of rishus harabim, that's actually rishus harabim. So it has to be that it's traveling through a mokum p'tur. Gavoa mechavero. The reason why it's more of a problem if one roof is elevated over the other one, if one house is elevated over the other, so it requires more aim. And we're afraid that you might not have such great aim. And the item is going to fall in the Rosh Hashanah in between. And then you're going to come to carry it from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah or Dal Ramos in the Rosh Hashanah itself. So basically, what this halacha is that you're not allowed to take a risk that it might fall in the Rosh Hashanah. But if there's very minimal risk that it's going to fall, then you're allowed to throw it. Carmelis, but when it's a Carmelis in between, you're allowed to take such a risk. To give it this or Carmelis, since the Isser Carmelis is only Nisid Rabbanan, they didn't make a Gzeira that it might come to fall, because that would be a Gzeira L'Gzeira, meaning we're not going to let you throw it because it might come to fall, and even if it does come to fall, and then you might come to carry it, and even if you do come to carry it, it's only going to be a Nisid Rabbanan to begin with, so that's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. So that's why it's mutter b'chol gavni, but the Mishnah explains b'chol gavni means haynu afilu echad gavah mechavero avol pashut to dafka b'sha'ervu. That's only that b'chol gavni means even if one house is higher than the other, but it's definitely got to be that there's an eruv. If there's no eruv, then forget about it. Let's begin sif beis. We're not going to finish it, but we'll begin sif beis. Ziz dahinu dafa bolit min akosel rishus harabim. If you have a ledge that sticks out from the wall into a rishus harabim, and it's above 10 tefachim off the ground, and it's 4x4 tefachim, and the window of the house opens up onto this ledge, you're allowed to use that ledge. So says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a chiddush to say that it opens into the Rosh Hashanah, The chiddush is that even if it opens up into Rosh Hashanah, it's mutter. Tein Rosh Hashanah tovis amal me'asara, because since it's more than 10 tefachim above the ground level, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. But kol shekinim u'bolei l'Rosh Hashanah karmelis d'shari. Certainly, if it protrudes out into a karmelis, it's going to be mutter. V'ayin b'siv gimel d'yesh chilek b'in Rosh Hashanah l'karmelis in elitei l'lov kelim, she'in nishbarim b'in filasan. We'll see in siv gimel that there is a difference between Rosh Hashanah and the karmelis as far as putting out non-fragile kelim, which we're not going to get to today. This goes without saying that if the window opens directly onto the ledge, or within three tefachim of the ledge, where clearly the ledge then becomes an extension of the Rosh Hashayachid, then for sure you're allowed to take things from the house and put it on the ledge. Ela afilu imayachalon miflag mimenu harbe. The chiddush over here is that even if the window is at some distance from the ledge, aval became mutul shami shalziz, you're still allowed to put things on the ledge. The kolshul l'mal me'asara chashvina le'kumakum p'tur, because anything more than ten tefachim of the ground is a makum p'tur. Umashu misimus hamchaber dimaya aziz l'mal It sounds from the Mechaber that if this ledge were within ten tefachim of the ground, then even if the window opens up right into it, it's still going to be aser. And the reason for that is that even though you might argue, well, it's just an extension of the Rosh Hashanah, it's right outside the window. Yeah, but if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, the people in the Rosh Hashanah might use that ledge all the time, which would grant it the status of a karmelis. And certainly you're not allowed to take something from a Rosh Hashanah and put it in a karmelis, and you're not allowed to take something from a Rosh Hashanah put into in the karmelis. So whether you're on the street or whether you're in the house, you're not allowed to put things on that ledge. V'yesh bar arba al arba. So he said, if it has 4x4 tefachim, l'fi mash pasuk ha-mechab b'siv gimel, d'bekelim she'enim nishbarim, asr shani yipalu, vasal asirim rishos harabim, based on what the mechab is going to say in siv gimel, that with non-fragile kelim, there's a chashash that it might fall, and then you'll carry it, v'al karcha chacha mayri b'kelim she'yishab r'al yidin nifilasan. So over here, we must be talking about fragile kelim. V'im kein, afilu ein ba'ziz arba al arba, and that's why, even if it's less than 4x4 tefachim, she'matzri she'yiplu mimenu, where it's likely that it's going to fall, kamkin mutul shtamish lav. It should be mutter to use, because what's the worst that's going to happen? It's going to fall, well, then it will break, and it's not a problem. So why do we say arba al arba over here? Must be because it concludes by saying that the window opens up into it. If it's less than 4x4 tefachim, you don't need for the window to be opened up into it. Because anyway, it would be mutter to use it. So to summarize what we learned today, in Sif Aleph, we said that if you have two homes that are either owned by the same person or there's an Erev between them and there is a Rishus Harabim in between, you're allowed to throw from one home to the other, provided that either they're at the same height or if they're at different heights, but it's a karmelis that's in between them. And then we said in Sif Beis that if you have a ledge that protrudes out from a wall into a Rosh Hashanah, if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's considered to be an extension of the Rosh Hashanah and you're allowed to use it. If it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's not considered an extension. It's considered to be a karmelis at best, and therefore one is not allowed to use it. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up in the middle of Se'if Beis. Everyone enjoy your meals.